Hello, my name is Marty Latondres, and I've been in Mexico now for about 11 years, and I work out of San Selene 300. Now I'm going to get my Spanish and English mixed up. The brethren, before I forget, the brethren have all asked me to say hi to you all, to salute you all, and say thanks again for sending missionaries to them and to their families. I told them, though, that you all didn't want thanks, that you wanted them to get out and send to others, too.
Amen.
And please pray for us that our people are starting to get out, are starting to go street preaching. Right now it's just once a week on Saturdays, but there are three men that are very faithful every week, and several sisters and their children are going out, passing tracts and supporting the brethren. And so that's a big encouragement, my main work is with the children evangelizing children. I don't even know how to say it. No, evangelizing children, mainly through neighborhood clubs. I find Christians usually who come to the church, and they open up their homes, and then we invite the children in their neighborhoods and that to come to clubs. Mm-hmm. And we've had some pretty faithful kids, you know, that come and hear the word and that make professions of faith. I think that song that we sing a lot here in 63, Harvest Time, I think a lot of that could be talking about children, children's ministry, because the tears go out now, but reaping will come in later, you know. Sure, lots of them do make professions of faith, but there doesn't seem to be very much many conversions, you know. I mean, lives are not changed, or not very many anyway, until later. Hoping later they'll change. As those that we started with 11 years ago, the Lord is dealing with now, you know, in a big way. And so I think if the children are not saved, they have the word hid in their heart, and the Lord can use it at another time. Our main brother in the church is Nathanael, and his testimony is that when he was about 8 years old, he got saved at a vacation Bible school, and then his grandmother also read the word to him a lot, but he became he had a very, very bad life as he grew up, a very wicked life, and he didn't come to the Lord until he was married, had two children. And, about 13 years ago or 12 years ago, he came to the Lord. But I tell you what, the Lord is using everything that he had learned before.
Amen.
He can find verses very, very easily. He knows a lot. He can, the Lord is just using so much of what he had learned before.
Amen.
And that's been a real blessing and an encouragement to me, that one day our children who don't seem to be responding, although they have accepted the Lord, they're not responding. One day they will. One day the Lord will use it. And, in Isaiah 55 is another encouraging thing to me, because sometimes I look, you know, and I just, you know, it's like Arlene said the other night, when we look to ourselves or just at what we're doing, all you can see is the failures and the defects and the, and that there's no results that we want to be seeing, you know, but we're supposed to be walking by faith, not by sight. And so that is, that's a point that's just really hard, especially when we come to Mission Conference, because we do like to introduce you and everything to the converts or to the brethren, and you know that the work is being done, and so we like to have some proof to say, look what they're doing, but sometimes we don't, and that's discouraging. But the Lord says in Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
Amen.
And my thoughts than your thoughts. And, of course, he looks at things just a whole lot different. I can't say that I understand or that I'm in agreement, but he didn't ask me, so, so it's okay. And, verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent it. So that's my encouragement, you know, is that all I need to do is be obedient and be faithful and giving out the word and teaching the children and telling them about the Lord and how he died and resurrected. Never leave out the resurrection, because how can a dead Savior save, you know? And like Michael says, it's the power of the resurrection. It's the whole thing, you know? And to me, it's just, an encouragement, you know, that the Lord is going to use it. However he uses it, that's up to him, right? And then the other part of my, ministry is, discipling women who have come to the church or who have answered, responded in, street preaching. We've had several saved through our street preaching, the plazas. That's how we have gotten some new people.
Amen.
And youth don't usually come to us, or if they come, they don't stay. But the couples do. So discipling these women with Bible studies in their home, and also children, inviting them to different clubs, helping them with, little problems that come in their lives and that. That's been a real encouragement. Although it looks like some home studies are, fostering dependence instead of, that person having more desire to come to the church, they're depending on us going to them. So it looks like it might start backfiring. I don't know what the answer is to that, but I ask that you pray for us so that we know what to do about it, you know, and we know if it's time to quit the studies, to encourage them to come, or somehow focus on more responsibility on their part. But anyway, that is one of the problems that we are facing now. Also, Nathanael was saying that he's really convicted because he doesn't encourage people to come to the church. He encouraged Bible studies, and he encourages them to listen to the word, but he has not really invited them to the church because he feels like, you know, it's pressuring them. But he is saying that, how are they going to grow? If we don't get Bible studies to everybody, how will they grow? And so he's seeing that that's probably an aspect that he's failing at. And so, if you'll pray for us, that we can grow and that these people will start coming and that they will start growing and that men will start rising up. We have a lot of women. Our women are beginning to serve. We have Sunday school teachers now in each class, and each age group, and substitute Sunday school for teachers for each age group. We have women that are going out visiting other women, uplifting them. We have a couple women that are interested in home Bible studies, going out teaching the home Bible studies, and of course the street preaching. So women are beginning to lift up and standing up during the open meetings, you know, sharing and special songs and stuff that they haven't done before. And they're starting to grow. They're starting to be interested in sharing. And to me, that's a blessing. Our men need a lot of prayer. We only have three really active. Sometimes two others are active a little bit. But they need prayer. We need more men. We need more men to stand up and to serve the Lord, and not to just be, you know, the pew fillers waiting for decisions to be made. We did have some excitement. We've had a lot of professions of faith this last year. We really have, and families. We had 11 baptisms a couple weeks ago, and that was real exciting to us, you know. And we still lack several of them of our new people to get baptized. But they haven't made the decision yet to follow in obedience. But it's real exciting to me that that our church is starting to grow. It's taken a long time, but like Brother Bruce was saying, we're starting out with first generation Christians, you know, that have a lot of sin, a lot of problems in their life that they have to deal with, a lot of bad marriages already by the time they get saved, and so just so many problems to work through and get victory over. And our people who are older, well, their kids are already almost teenagers when they're saved, so that causes more problems and more strain on a new Christian. And so it's just, I pray that the Lord's going to deal more with our brethren, and I ask that you pray for them, keep them in prayer, that they can grow, that they will become obedient to the mandate to go out and preach, you know, use the open meeting like it should be used, and not just one brother all the time preaching. And because we're losing some of our values as far as the open meetings and stuff like that. If our brothers don't participate, what's the point of having it, you know? And that's a sort of a scary thing to me. In my personal life, it's been a difficult year, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. The Lord is dealing with me, I think, on several things, but the only thing I'm going to talk about is showing me some things about grace, that He gives grace, you know? That He never leaves me deserted.
Amen.
That He never leaves me without hope if I choose to look for it, if I choose to call to Him. And the problem is, at the time when one needs it, sometimes it's real hard to remember. You know, real hard to remember. Because everything that He shows me, well, I've heard before and I've taught it how many times, but to use it when I need it is something else. And that's in 2 Corinthians 12:8-10, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. That was, remember that Paul had a thorn, had a thorn in his flesh, and he asked that the Lord take it away from him. And so it's not bad to ask, but he said that he asked three times, and he said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Well, I wish I could say that, you know, that's how I think about it. But that's not how I think about it. I think that's why the Lord has chosen to start teaching me. I say try because sometimes I'm so dense, but He's getting through to me, eh? I tend to get discouraged and depressed instead of, you know, rejoicing and being content in whatever state I'm in. And I ask that you do pray for me in that I sing that song all the time, "I want to do thy will," but it dawned on me this last time that I was on bed rest from my injury to my knee that's not true. I don't want to do His will if His will is not what I want to do. You know, I mean, I want to be out there going to my clubs, and I want to be out there teaching, you know, going to my Bible studies and going to the meetings and that, and you know, teaching. I mean, I want to be busy, and sitting there in bed is not what I want to be doing. And so I don't want that to be His will. And of course, what He's showing me is that His grace is sufficient, and that I need to be content with His will no matter what it is, and I need to accept that and not just be two-faced about it. But like Dale says about that one president of Mexico, you know, well, it's not true that I'm two-faced, because if I had another face, don't you think I'd use it, you know? I mean, but anyway, so that is, I mean, my heart is that I want to do the Lord's will, but the actions don't follow sometimes. And so this is the same problem I think that many of the brethren have, you know, that their heart is, or their new spirit is, that they want to do the Lord's will, that they want to grow, but that follow through is so difficult. And to me, it's so difficult for me to understand them and to have patience with them, and the Lord is showing me that I'm the same, you know, I'm the same, that I don't follow through like I should. And, I did want to let you all know, too, that I'm hoping, or I'm planning, or I don't know how to say it, to go to Querétaro and to work with Arlene and Adrian and Michael and Terry. The doors are not opening right now, so I don't know what the Lord's plans are. It might be that, you know, His plans are not the same as mine. But He has given me peace to go and to work with the brethren. So I thought it was His will to be going in August now. But if you just pray about that, and that I had to cling on this year, and sometimes be reminded of by other brethren whom I've shared it with, they will say, "Well, what about, you know, what about what you told us about Proverbs 3:5-7.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Amen.
In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So this is what I have to just keep remembering, is that the Lord has promised that He's going to guide me, that He's going to direct me, that I have the Spirit in me that is listening and groaning, and that He will do it, and that all things work together for good. And I know that, and I need to depend on it when I need it.